So let's review. In the previous daf, we learned two opinions about the authorship of our Mishnah, which said that it is usher to eat on Erev Pesach from Samach L'Mincha until dark. Rav Huna said it must be like Rav Yosi, who allows eating on the typical Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov until dark, but would not allow it on Erev Pesach. Rav Papa held that even Rav Yehuda, who forbids eating late in the day of every Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, can be the author of our Mishnah, because on Erev Pesach he extends the Isser a half hour earlier. The Gemara concluded like Rav Huna, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is no difference. Eating is forbidden in the late afternoon of every Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov, and of course Erev Pesach. Our Mishnah must therefore hold like Rabbi Yosi, who disagrees, and allows eating on the typical Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, but agrees and does not allow it on Erev Pesach. However, the Gemara now asks, Ul Rav Huna Minicha? It seems that Rabbi Yosi disagrees and permits eating all day, even on Erev Pesach, contradicting Rav Huna from the fact that Rabbi Yechna found it necessary to decide the halacha as follows. Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda b'Erev Pesach, v'halacha k'Rabbi Yosi b'Erev Shabbos. The Gemara answers, Loi, halacha mechlal de pligi b'havsaka. This statement is referring to a different machlekes of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yosi regarding havsaka. In a case where a person started his meal in the early afternoon of Erev Shabbos or Erev Pesach, when it was permitted according to all opinions, and it continued all the way until the evening, D'tanya, mafsikin l'shabbosis de Rabbi Yehuda. He must interrupt the meal, remove the table, bench, and then make kiddush and a new meal for Suda Shabbos. Rabbi Yosi Yomer, ein mafsikin. He does not need to interrupt the meal. Rather, he can continue his meal, and after Birchas Hamazon, he will make kiddush. In this case, Rabbi Yosi disagrees in both Erev Shabbos and Erev Pesach that he may continue, because he started the meal beheter. But regarding starting to eat Samach L'Mincha, Rabbi Yosi holds that only on Erev Shabbos it is mutter, but agrees that on Erev Pesach it is aser. The Gemara relates an incident where Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yosi were eating together Friday afternoon, and Kiddush Aleihem Hayom, Shabbos arrived. Rabbi Yosi refused Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's suggestion to stop the meal out of respect for Rabbi Yehuda, because Hagam Lichbash as Hamalki Imi Babayis. How can Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who normally passes like Rabbi Yosi versus Rabbi Yehuda, now go against Rabbi Yosi's own opinion in front of him? Then, once Rabbi Yosi objected, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel agreed that they should not stop the meal. Shema yir ha-tamidim v'ikva halach l'daris, lest the tamidim get the mistaken impression that the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda. L'izazim isham asher kav halach k'Rabbi Yosi. They establish then and there that the halach is like Rabbi Yosi. However, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul, ein halach like Rabbi Yehuda v'like Rabbi Yosi. Ela, pyrus mapu mekadesh, we paskin neither like Rabbi Yosi, to continue the meal without saying kiddush first, nor like Rabbi Yehuda to stop the meal and bench, but rather, pyrus mapu mekadesh, we spread a cloth over the food on the table and say kiddush, and then continue the meal. The Gemara relates an incident which illustrates another situation where we would utilize pyrus mapu mekadesh. Rabbi Bar Rav Huna ikla lebei Resh Galusa. When Rabbi Bar Rav Huna visited the Resh Galusa, they brought a table with bread on it before he had made kiddush. He was pyrus mapu mekadesh, even though he had not actually started the meal. He held that it was necessary to cover the table with a cloth and say kiddush. The Gemara points out that, ideally, we would not bring out the table until after Kiddush. This story illustrates that if b'diyeved, the table was brought out before Kiddush, we don't have to take it back, but can cover it with a cloth instead. Rashi and Tesa explain the reason of Paris Mapa Mekadosh by quoting a she'iltis to Rabbi Chaya Goyim, Ki heiched de teisi su de liikra de Shabbata, so that the meal be brought in the honor of Shabbos. Tesa adds that in our times, we have large tables which are not brought in and out, and that's why we are Paris Mapa Mekadosh. We cover the challah during Kiddush. Tesis adds another reason that, like the man, which was enveloped in tal, dew, over and under it, so too the challah, which symbolized the man, is placed between a cloth, over and under it. The Gemara quotes two seemingly conflicting brises and explains them. Tani chada, shavin she'ein maschilin, betani idach shavin she'maschilin. One that says, all, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, they agree that we may not begin a meal, which must be talking about Erev Pesach, and another that says that they both agree that we may begin the meal, which seems difficult, since Rabbi Yehuda always holds we may not begin the meal. Loi kasha, kan koidim tisha, kan la'achar tisha. The brisa that says that even Rabbi Yehuda allows beginning a meal is talking about before 9 hours into the day, and the machlekes is only after 9 hours into the day.